Hey everyone, my name is Evan Goldstein, and today we're going to talk about anal tears, otherwise known as anal fissures.
Anal fissures fucking hurt. It happens most of the time either from hard bowel movements or tearing during intercourse. The main issue with intercourse is two areas that get hung up during engagement. One is the skin component. Does the skin open up appropriately and is it able to accommodate versus the muscle? And again, the same type of concept, that is the muscle able to accommodate and open? And if any of those are restrictive, then a tear can ensue. And most tears happen towards the tailbone, what's considered posteriorly. It's the weakest spot in anyone's ass, and or it can obviously in the front as well. Tears in and of itself, if acute, can really be managed medically by knowing obviously the right path to take. Some of that is obviously abstaining from intercourse, making sure the stool is quite soft and easy, taking stool softeners, using suppositories like Calmol 4, Preparation H, also using some Preparation H or aloe type lotions in the area. And the key is to kind of really get a couple of days of really soft and easy non-pushing bowel movements to allow this cut to heal. It could take 1 to 2 to 3 weeks, so it's not abnormal to feel really great and then for it to kind of wax and wane where there are issues. But if you kind of follow through with all of this, then it usually subsides. And then I usually tell people to use butt plugs before they go back to intercourse and kind of re-stretch themselves and just make sure that everything is attuned before you kind of engage further. When the scar starts to heal, sometimes it really heals with poor tissue. And if that's the case, what winds up happening is that it just constantly re-tears. So anytime you have a hard bowel movement or engage in any which way, sometimes it may work really well, and then other times it just re-tears. And that's usually where I come into play with really assessing to figure out where are you on the spectrum of acute and chronic issues with the tear, and do you need surgery to correct this? And it's quite common, especially in our world. It's totally common. The surgery that I would perform would be what's called a fissurectomy, which is kind of cleaning out that old scar, making it healthy tissue, and encouraging it to close in the appropriate manner. Also, a lot of times there's extra skin that develops. You may notice like a bump or a tag in the area, and that needs to be cleaned out as well. And then I use Botox. Botox really helps kind of create that relaxation in the area. The relaxation really allows for appropriate healing during the recovery period, and then also about starting to engage again. The surgery itself is pretty straightforward, 20 to 30 minute procedure using sedation and a lot of local anesthesia. The cut is opened up and kind of cleaned out, as well as the tag, and then Botox is delivered. It's 1 to 2 days of definitely not loving me, that's for sure. It's fucking painful, but we would support that with stool softeners and suppositories and lotions and kind of get you through the first initial phase. And then Botox starts to work usually in about 3 to 5 days post-surgery. That really gives us the relaxation. The relaxation, again, will help during the initial phase of healing. And then in about 6 weeks' time, we start using butt plugs and dilators to kind of stretch and get good scar to form so that the scar is distensible but strong and pliable. To give you the next phase of engagement. Most people are back bottoming about 2 to 3 months. So it's a little time out of the saddle, that's for sure. But the end game and the end result is obviously to really make sure that you're healthy and that you're able to engage for a lifetime.